My name is Chisoko Shimbuto, and today I'll be taking you through some of the highlights from our Redefine Company Update Report. So just to start on the summary side of things, we maintain our buy recommendation on Redefine with an intrinsic value of 461 and an upside of about 22% when the report was released. They had their first half results out. We think they were a decent set of results considering the current operating environment. And when we took a look at the results, they haven't at all breached any of our initial investment thesis bounds, which has brought us to our stance on continuing to have a buy recommendation there. We did see a recent drawback in performance, not only in Redefine, but more so the property sector as a whole. And that has opened up the upside since our last report. And it's been primarily driven by economic uncertainty around the voting period, sort of pushing the bond yields up. This impact sort of satisfies the directional relationship between bonds as well as property performance. And we sort of, and when we contrast it with our initial investment thesis not being in breach, sort of positions Redefine to have some good potential upside. And we maintaining our more optimistic stance on Redefine as well as the property sector as a whole. In terms of things that would change our minds, it's really split into two. With the first being a deterioration in property fundamentals, specifically in vacancies and reversions. So vacancies falling below our outline levels, and we've outlined them in our report, as well as reversions going lower than the worst levels in the last 5 years. So that would include the COVID period, and it would also speak to a pickup in demand in property spaces, primarily in office, retail, as well as industrial. And then the other one would be an outlook change to government bonds increasing from current levels. Current levels are at about 2 standard deviations away from the long-term mean. And if it moves closer to 3 standard deviations, it would be about 12.83 and above, then we would start to take a good rethink on where we see Redefine as well as the property sector going at the moment. But nothing has triggered any of that as at this point.